Well, he created history yesterday, Tiger Woods, winning his fifth US Masters, his 15th major, and a lot of people thought that he would never win a major again. It was certainly big news over here in Australia, and I'm assuming it was massive news over there in Europe. And to tell us a little bit about that is Jacqueline Magnay, and she joins us on the line. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, guys. This story has run and run all day. It is the main news item still. About Tiger Woods' amazing victory, how he's come back, 15 majors. Is he going to now eclipse Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 majors? There's big debates and polls about who's the best golfer. Is he the best in the world ever? I don't think so. Jack Nicklaus is still well ahead there, but he's really dominating the headlines here, and I do seem to notice a bit of a gender divide. If you talk to the men, it's the greatest thing ever. If you talk to the women, it's, okay, I was going for someone else.
Oh, really?
Quite interesting that we've had a big debate about this at lunchtime with several girlfriends, and I also raised it with my mother, of all people. I was sitting here watching the golf with her, and it's quite extraordinary that women still look at perhaps his history in a little bit of a different way than what the men do. They just look at the golf.
Yeah. Well, he's got...
He's a golfer.
He's charismatic, though, too, isn't he, Tiger? I mean, you look at him and, you can... people can forgive what happened off the field. That's his own personal life. But as a golfer... I admire him, given what he's been through over the last, 10 or so years, and in particular the last couple of years when he had chronic injuries and no one had thought he would ever play golf again, let alone come back and win a major.
Well, so I did speak to him at St Andrews in 2015, and that was before he then had the, being seen with the prescription pills issue and before two of his surgeries. And he was really down, really struggling, and it is, on a personal level, great to see somebody actually come through that enormous dip in their life and to come back and to conquer that. It's extraordinary, really. The sponsorship and marketing gurus here are already talking that win could be worth as much as £150 million to his bank balance. And that he's due to sign a new contract with a footwear company. So the win was very fortuitous in its timing.
And even worth more to the game of golf if he can keep turning up at your championships. Now, the Israel Folau drama, he's got 48 hours to respond to a breach notice. They're going to tear up his contract to the Rugby Australia. It's already had ramifications over there in the UK, Jack.
It has. Well, the Saracens player, the English player, Billy Vunipola, he tweeted in support of Israel Folau, and he was called to explain his actions before the rugby board and also the Saracens board. Saracens have given him a formal warning for tweeting in support of Israel Folau. They've issued several statements. Billy Vunipola says that, he's got a Christian belief and it's deeply held and it's supported him through the ups and downs of football. And Saracens has said, well, that's fine, but you're not to use football as a means to be promoting such views and all that equality and inclusiveness, and so as a formal warning. So this is the first stage that he could then, if he breaches his contract notice, like Israel Folau, could then also be have a contract ripped up. But it hasn't reached that point here with him. He was just acting in support of Israel Folau.
Yeah, and I think the reason that Israel has been given that termination notice is that it happened before and he's been warned.
He's breached his contract.
Breached his contract, whereas Vunipola is obviously it's his first time and he's been warned, and a similar fate awaits him if he does it again. Cameron Bancroft, he started his English county captaincy at Durham.
Yes, he has. Unfortunately, it wasn't as successful as he may have liked because they did lose their first, Cameron Bancroft's first game as captain by 6 wickets. So he's obviously looking to improve and impress the selectors because he didn't make the team for the World Cup, and the selectors have said, well, we're still going to look at you while you're playing county cricket. when we're considering the Ashes side. So he'll be hoping to strike quite a bit of form in the coming weeks so that he can impress the selectors and make that Ashes team.
Ricardo, how's he travelling? And you know, he finished seventh on the weekend in the Chinese Grand Prix, but what's the latest with him?
Well, we might have thought that was a big improvement to finish seventh and get in the points, and he was certainly pleased to finish his first race of the season. But it perhaps wasn't as good as what the results may have suggested, in that it was more a very good one-stop strategy. But the pace of the car is still struggling up against the opposition. So he's really going to struggle, I think, unless there's, you know, they've also got reliability issues with Hülkenberg also retiring with engine failure after only 18 laps. So only a handful of the cars have finished so far, you know, insofar as Renault is concerned. So they're really worried about the reliability of the engine. But for Daniel, at least he's got a finish against his name, and he was kind of relieved about that and pleased that he was making some progress. But he's also incredibly concerned about the reliability of the car.
Jack, we thank you for that. Well, I guess every time he feels a little bit down about his performances, he just logs on to his internet bank account. And feels a little bit better about himself. Good on you, Jack.
Was he Bernard Tomic?
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.